1933. Depression grips America by the throat. Two young inventors herald forth from the back of the comic pages a voice-changing gum for children to practice ventriloquism. The problem? That gum won't chew.
Gee whiz!
Say,
my voice sounds the same.
The New York State Court hears the case of the so-called Bubble Boys.
Sven Ingeborg, Henry Mossmouth, this court finds you guilty of deceptive advertising and fraud. You are hereby sentenced to 2 years hard labor and $5,000 restitution. And may I say, I purchased your gum in grand hopes that my voice would change, for I am cursed with this voice. So I hope these 2 years break your backs, and you know what pain you've caused the nation.
Jumping bail, these men take it on the lam west across the nation in the hopes of clearing their names and saving their necks.
Sven, are you awake?
Of course I'm awake, Henry. I'm looking into the dead eyes of a lion.
I think I got a tiger cub or a baby elephant or something over here.
It's a baby elephant. World's smartest animal.
It's got its hand or its trunk or something up the back of my shirt. I haven't slept a wink for 4 hours.
Just pretend like you're dead, Henry. Humans are the only beasts that play possum better than possums.
You're so good with advice.
Eat some of this straw, Henry. It'll lull you to sleep.
I don't know what's waking up the elephant. It's squirming around.
Sing to it, Henry.
Baby friend, little one, every dream I have is a dream of you. Be with me, be friends with me. Sven and I are friends. Sven, I like the animal world.
Me too, Henry. It's a simple world. You eat the straw, you lap up the water, and you lay on each other to share the heat.
I've eaten so much straw, I can barely take a sip of water at this point.
What's going on back here? I heard singing!
Oh!
Where's... Who are you?
We're zookeepers on this train.
What are you doing to my elephant and my lion and my tiger?
Hello, sir. My name's Sven Ingeborg. This is my partner, Henry Mossmouth. We are veterinarian students looking to study your creatures.
I know what you guys are. You're stowaways. Couple of slapsacks. Trying to stow away on my carnival.
Well, we've been talking and taking care of the animals, so we figured that their well-being...
Taking care of the animals.
Yes.
Is that true? Is that true, my little baby rhino? Is that true? Oh, give me all your mugu. Oh, I know, I know.
Your voice is certainly making him jam his horn pretty hard into my thigh.
Yeah, okay. Look here. Who are you? Who you think you are?
I'm Sven Ingeborg. This is my partner, Henry Mossmouth. And we've been traveling the country, and we saw an open train door in the town over, and we decided to hop in and take a ride.
You guys look awfully familiar.
We've been told we have those faces.
Wait a minute. Move your mouth without talking. Yeah, now put your arms on your sides. Yeah, no, like out, like with your elbows sticking up. Yeah, wait a minute. Look at each other. Smile. You're the Bubble Boys!
Oh, wait a minute.
You are the Bubble Boys!
Wait a minute.
I don't know who that is.
I know who it is because, listen to me. My whole life I've been cursed with a voice that makes most animals run. Not the big beasts. The big beasts you see in this car here love me, and they know that my voice is good, and I'm a good person. But other people, they tend to judge someone by their voice.
We would never.
Oh, you did. I bought 4 packs of your gum.
Thank you. I mean...
In the hopes that my voice wouldn't make all the dogs in every town I arrived in howl at the moon? Nothing happened.
Unfortunately, the formula wasn't perfected, but we're working diligently. That's why we're traveling the country, to perfect our formula and to get you the voice-changing gum that you need.
Science gets more every day.
You know what else gets more every day? My pockets. Turn on your pockets. What you got in there? That's what moths and... That one's got a patch. All right.
The patch is a bed for the moths.
All right, you. Turn out your pocket on your breast, your breast pockets. Don't do it all creepy. Just turn them out. Stop winking. Stop it. All right. Well, you're worth nothing to me. Wait a minute. I got a buddy. What's his clam? Clam Tuck. Clam Tuck. Yeah. Clam Tuck over in Fifetown. Clam Tuck over in Fifetown. He'll pay 500 a head for you bubble boys. He'll turn you right in.
Startlingly low bounty for what we're actually worth. Well, listen, sir,
That's $1,000.
We do have a suitcase full of our gum. That
suitcase, eh?
Mm-hmm. Full of an exotic range of flavors of our gum that we've been making and possibly have perfected. We haven't tried it yet, but...
What do you say you guys huck that gum to any rube that shows up at my carnival?
I say you got yourself a deal. Henry and I, may not look it by outward appearance, but we... have quite the quick mind and tongue.
Prove it.
Why, look at you, sir. You look like a man whose voice sounds like glass shattering on a window pane.
Wait, yeah, okay, that's me.
Wouldn't you like your wife to come to bed, beckoned by the siren silky call of your velvety voice every evening?
My wife ran off with the strong man.
Well, just a chew of this little packet of gum will turn you into a golden-throated radio announcer.
Oh, I'd like that.
And if you have kids, little kids, then we'll never want a new toy ever again.
No kids. Not gonna have kids. I had a train accident when I was a kid. No kids.
But if you chew this gum, your voice could sound like the Pied Piper's flute, and dozens of beaming baby boys will come tumbling into your yard to be yours.
Okay, forget it. I'm gonna turn you guys into Clam Tuck. Forget it. Deal's off. Deal's off. Now get in there and sweep all the poo out of that cage. Do it.
That's poo? I've been sleeping on it.
Look.
If you just give us one chance, one day, and if our sales don't rival, if not overtake, your leading seller, you can go ahead and turn us in and keep whatever profits we make. But if we do outsell your biggest seller... keep us on.
My biggest seller?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's Steven. Saltwater taffy Steven.
I love that stuff.
Yeah, it's real good. What kind of flavors you got for your gum?
Oh, we got all kinds of flavors. We have...
So does Steven.
Molasses?
Yeah, he's
honey,
got molasses.
Sugar cane?
Whorehound?
What's that?
Whorehound?
Okay.
It's like root beer, but gross.
Okay.
Pineapple, mango, passion fruit.
Peppermint. Spearmint.
Pomegranate?
What pomegranate?
Oatmeal?
Pomegranate. God's cruel joke on man, the pomegranate.
Some people say.
What can it do for my voice?
We've been over this. Who's the idiot here?
Great, you're hired. You have 24 hours to make me a profit.
Mr.
Enos.
Mr. Enos?
Mr. Enos.
You won't regret this.
And Mr. Enos, one of the baby rhinos crawled into my coat and I can't. Would you help beat it out with your fists?
I'd love to. Ah, boo. Oh, gee. Oh, cha. Ah, goo. Bend over a little. Move. Lean to your side. Ah, gee. Oh, there it is. Oh, look at you. Oh, what are you doing in the man's coat? Okay, guys, get out of here. I got some stuff to do. Get out. Get out. Yeah. Rubes, eh?
Welcome to Santa Fe, New Mexico, for a gum that'll change your life.
Step right up to take a chew of a gum that'll turn your voice into something beautiful.
Ever want to sound like the president?
Ever want to sound like Cleopatra?
Ever want to sound like a little frog that sits under your deck?
I want to sound... a little bit normal, like the guys on the radio, please.
That's our specialty. You want to sound like a radio announcer? All you need to do is take a little chew of this little did.
Will the girls come over to my domicile, my place of home, and not just try to leave me alone no more?
That's for us to know and you to find out, sir.
Sir, when they hear your radio voice booming through the open windows, you'll have women lined up outside the door trying to beat it down.
I want some of that gum!
Why, sir, I can't imagine why a man like you would ever want to change his voice, but perhaps for the novelty, you'd like to take a smidgen of this.
My wife says my voice reminds her of when a tornado killed her dog.
Well, to get away the feeling of grief, a nickel will get you a pack of gum that'll change your voice and make the marrow bed nice and sweet.
How would you like to sound like an islander on the island of Hawaii?
I would, please, please. I feel like I got kicked in the knees all day long. Every time I talk, everybody just skittles.
Well, if you're too excitable, a nickel will get you a pack of this gum and chill you out.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
I, too, would like a piece of your gum.
Well, a piece of this gum will get you tweeting like a songbird.
Gong.
Come on, guys. I would love to take part of this gum.
Sounds like you have a problem that'll only be solved by our voice-changing gum.
I think so. I have a goiter that's popping through my vocal box.
I'd like to buy that man a pack.
What a generous, sir. A nickel gets you a pack.
Give that man two packs. Here is two nickels.
Whoa, thanks a lot.
You poor man.
Henry, we're raking in the nickels.
How's it going, boys?
Mr. Enos, it is going great.
How about a complimentary pack?
What?
A complimentary pack.
Normally I'd say no, but because it's our first day, there you go. Yeah. It's black licorice. What I hear is your favorite.
Mm. Look at this jar full of nickels. Mm. Looks like a pasture full of buffaloes.
Mm. I'll see you guys later.
That man has a real mind for business.
Mm. He's a great leader.
Excuse me, what's all this then?
Oh, sir. That ferret voice needs changing.
What you mean with that?
Jam some of this gum down your vocal cords.
Why'd you guys take all both of
it? It's on the house.
Oh, good day.
Seems like you need it.
Oh, thank you very much.
Let's give that dog a little of this gum and see what happens.
Stay away from my dog!
Oh, sir, we'll stay away from your dog for a nickel.
I'm a woman!
And you're beautiful.
Oh, give me some gum.
Thank you.
Cheek.
Why, the gum works even on babies. Absolutely. You'll be speaking like a man of 13 in no time. I'm hungry.
Me too. Let's grab a bite.
Sven, I think there were hot dogs or something around here.
Oh, look at this hot dog. Hey, are you supposed to be a clown?
Yeah, that's what I am. I'm Charlie the Clown. I'm the clown guy.
Well, I'm Sven Ingeborg. This is my partner, Henry Mossmouth, and we are the Bubble Boys.
You're the Bubble Boys?
That's right. We are gum. We sell gum from beyond. From beyond.
Beyond? Like magic trick beyond?
Well, gum that'll change your voice and change your life. You look like you know where food is. You got crumbs all over your costume.
Food is just for me. This is my before show food. So, listen, you don't want any part of that. You want to go to the cafeteria down to the right.
You've got like 14 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches there.
Those are like 4 days old. I have to store them up. Listen, those are not for you. Ration my food.
Charlie, we're not trying to take your PB&J.
I know you're not. I'm really protective of my stuff. People come and try and grab from me all the time. Okay?
Well, we're not going to grab from you, Charlie. We're just aiming to be friends.
Yeah, well, that's what the last guy said. And he punched me in my spleen.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Charlie, it looks like your makeup's a little smudged. Have you been crying?
No. Those are for effects.
It's okay to cry as long as Sven never hears.
I don't cry.
I don't like hearing it.
Well, I don't do it. You guys got to realize that I'm not a crier, I'm a shower. I go out and I give a good show. That's what I do. I'm a clown. I perform. I go out there and I give it my all.
Yeah, when's your next show, Charlie?
It's in like... Oh, it's 7 to 7. My next next show is in 7 minutes.
Well, we'll be there.
Sven, let's find seats.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you guys gonna really come?
Yeah.
Sven, can we get balloons?
Yeah, as long
you
as
guys, I'll get you balloons. I'll make balloons for you.
Can you make Henry a balloon sword?
Yes, I can.
I need it to fight dream monsters pretty bad.
You have dream monsters too?
Every night.
Oh my gosh. My monsters are huge. And they yield whips. And they have brooms that they smash across my face.
Why would you break a broom?
For humor.
That's not funny. Especially if you've got a dirty kitchen.
Well, there's this guy. I said too much. It's time for my show. Guys, come and watch it.
We'll be in the audience.
All right, guys, gather around. Yes, you, come over here. Yes, come on over. Take a seat. Isn't that neat? You like that? Watch out. You sat on the whoopee cushion. Okay. So, how many of you know about magic? You do? And you do? Fantastic. Sometimes when I wake up, I wish I could dream myself away and just poof, never be up here again. So, we're going to try and make that happen. Have you ever heard about this one? Trying to saw a man in half? Maybe if you just saw me in half, I'll disappear up into the heavens and I won't have to worry about all this anymore. How does that sound? Like fun? Yeah? You guys like that one? Now I'm going to get in this big booth and you guys are going to saw and saw and saw. And hopefully I'll just saw in half and never wake up again. And all this will be over. I'll never be on this stage again. I'll be on the big stage up in heaven, looking down in a peaceful bliss, never having to get whipped again or taunted by lions or that darn rhinoceros. Okay, let's try it out. Gonna be stuck on this stage.
Charlie, great job. I loved it. I was laughing my head off.
Yeah, Charlie, that was impressive.
You guys really enjoyed it.
I love that part when you were balancing the broom on your nose and then it fell and you looked so sad, but it was so funny.
I've never seen such a delightful meld of joy and melancholy in all my days.
I try so hard just to make sure that all those frowns are upside down.
Yeah, well, it comes across.
My face hurts from laughing so much. You must laugh every day of your life.
If crying is laughter, then I laugh all the time.
Yeah, well, Charlie, we'll see you at the mess later, okay?
I don't think so.
Yeah, we'll see you there. We'll save a seat for you.
Yeah, we'll
I
save
don't
you
think
some
I'm
cornbread.
Gonna be, guys. I don't think you understand. I'm not gonna go. I'm not gonna be able to be there.
Oh. I get it. So pumped up from his good show, he doesn't have an appetite.
Mm.
Charlie!
Yes, Mr.
We'll get out of your way.
What?
Charlie!
Yes, Mr. Anderson.
What was that? You're supposed to be a clown.
I'm trying. I got up there, I had my face painted in my big bubble shoes and my pants, and I did my dance, and I honked my horn. And
14! Do you know what that is?
It's a number. That's how many...
That's how many people were asleep. 14.
Out of 35?
You are a sad sack of a clown.
But my sack has all the toys in it.
You know what makes me laugh?
What?
You crying. For real.
Why? Why do you love me to cry?
I'm holding my fist out, Charlie.
Why are you biting my...
Run into it. Not funny enough. Do it again. You are worthless. Pull up your pants. Pull them up more. More.
Look at. I don't have a belly button. Honk, honk, fizz. Look at me. I'm going to dance like a little kid.
And I'm going to punch you right in the spleen. Now you're funny. Now you're funny.
You like...
Spin around till you're sick. throw up on yourself! That's better, yeah, yeah! Now that's funny! Pick up that tambourine! Put it around your neck! Put it around your neck!
I clown around! Just wanting to make the noises go down! I'm the happiest clown in the town! Please, everybody, put your nickels and dimes
down! I'm sick of your voice! Start chewing gum while you do it! Start chewing all this gum! I got 10 packs! Don't stop dancing!
No, I'm no more. I can make all you say.
Get out of my sight. You make me sick. Get out of here, Charlie. And don't come back. Turn in your clown nose. Turn in your suspenders.
That's all I got.
Well, no, you own the floppy shoes. You made them yourself. Get out of here.
Give me one more chance.
I wouldn't give you a chance. No.
This is all I've got. This is all I've got.
Eat this piece of elephant poo.
Will you consider me to come back?
If you eat this poo, I will think about it.
Give me the poo.
Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Pretend you like it. I don't like the way you're eating it.
No, this is great. No, this is the best poo ever.
No.
I love poo. Gigantic poo!
Eat all of it. Is it all gone? Is it all gone?
This poo is chocolatey poo.
Okay, no, you didn't do it good enough. Get out of here, Charlie.
No,
get out of here.
Mr. Anus! Look, I make a washing machine. I'll clean your clothes.
Not funny.
What about this? Zip, 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 zip. Oh, it's a K2O by Charlie the Clown. Knocking his crowns right out of his teeth as he falls to the ground. He wins the championship. He's the clown with the most. If you want a toast, come to my show at 7. Please.
All right, one more chance. You got one more chance, Charlie. Get out of my sight. You're making me sick.
Get out of your sight. Close your eyes.
Go find me some bacon.
You okay? Hey, Piggity Poo. It's time to slaughter you.
What do you guys want? Why are you bothering me?
We've come to tender our resignation.
I don't understand what that means. Did you bring me some salt or some sort of meat product or some jerky?
We borrowed some paper and we've written our 2 weeks notice. We will be leaving the carnival in 2 weeks' time.
That's exactly when we get to our next town. In 2 weeks. It takes 2 weeks to get from town to town. You mean you're not going to come with me? How? Why?
We've found The chains of morality have weighed too heavily on our hearts.
Look, boys, we had a deal. Bubble boys sell gum. I don't turn you into my friend, and everything is fine. What about morals? What do you mean morals? Since when do you guys have any morals?
Well, we always intended the gum to work. And now seeing the customers face to face, it hits close to the heart.
I can't believe how heartbroken so many of those people are when they walk away and realize that their voice won't change. And when they come back asking for our money and you turn the lions on them, it just really got me down.
Oh man, that's my favorite part.
So we can't sell the gum anymore.
I don't get it. You guys are the biggest sham of the 30s. The Bubble Boys and their fake gum.
Well, we always intended for the gum to work. We didn't deliberately deceive anyone.
No, what?
And you can have the whole jar of nickels back, minus the ones I accidentally swallowed when I confused it with the jar of gum.
I'll wait for him.
And the whole reason we're out here traveling the country is to perfect our formula, to actually change the voices, and seeing face-to-face these people that are so excited, so desperately in need of a voice change.
I don't care.
Not to mention the fact that you were really rough on Charlie.
Charlie? Who? Charlie who? What are you talking about?
Charlie the Clown?
The Clown?
We saw
Charlie the Clown? Mm-hmm. You talking about my notes?
Those were notes?
Those are notes. That's what a producer gives to his actor after a performance.
Well, Henry and I aren't in show business, but aren't notes supposed to be constructive?
It should be actionable.
We have lots of action. Finally, he made me laugh.
I laughed when he was on stage and I thought he was pretending to be sad. But then when I saw him really being sad, I could barely laugh.
Like, Dracula is just pretending to be Dracula. He doesn't actually suck blood.
Are you sure?
No.
Yeah, Sven, I'm not sure I'm on board with that one either.
Okay.
Yeah, I had this one guy one time in my freak show. He was pretty weird.
Did he suck blood?
Yeah.
What happened to him?
Nobody knows.
Sven, we gotta get out of here.
We lost him in the New Jersey wilds.
The pines?
The pines. He's a piney now. Look, what are you asking, that you can go? I'm not gonna let you go for nothing.
Well, take this briefcase of gum and the jar of nickels, and you can, we've branded everything with our names.
All right, I get it. So kind of like I keep selling it, and it's okay.
That's right. And when you can keep making a profit from it, and when we perfect the gum, we'll come right back here and give you so you can change your voice and sell the product exclusively without having to pay us any percentage.
I don't understand any of that as long as I make money.
And just something to consider, maybe loan us an elephant or a camel or something to ride away on. Stop whipping me.
And maybe ease up on Charlie, too.
Charlie the clown?
Mm-hmm.
That guy is worthless.
I think his comedic sense is ahead of his time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so far you've only been wrong about everything. So on that note, take my camel. Please.
It likes me. It thinks my hair is hay.
All right, well, get up on that thing, Henry, and let's hit the road.
Yeah, go towards the sun. It looks more epic that way. Ride! Careful, that camel bites.
We'll see you in your dreams.
And I already found out about the biting.
I don't dream.
I think I know how to steer this thing now, Sven. I just put my arms out, and it bites me in whatever direction I want it to go.
Well, there you go. These humps are more comfortable than I thought.
Hey, there's Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, guys.
We're heading out west. You want to hop on this camel and come with us?
Are you kidding me?
No. We're leaving Inus and this carnival behind.
You're going to get rid of the biggest Inus in the world? I can get away from him?
That's right.
Absolutely. You can share my hump. Sven gets a hump to himself.
Time for a show. It's Charlie, Sven, and Baby Boobo. Here we are.
Sven, can I paint my face and be a clown, too?
Yeah. Sure, Henry.
Henry. Henry the clown. Charles the clown. Sven's our ringmaster. He's the best around.
Okay, Charlie, I'm only going to be able to take just so much of that, okay?
Laughter all around.
It's infectious, Sven. Give in to it.
Bubble Boys, created by Steve Nelson and Andrew Tischer, produced and directed by Tim Joyce. This episode written and performed by Steve Nelson and Andrew Tischer. Please like us on Facebook at facebook.com/bubbleboys and listen to more episodes at bubbleboys.podomatic.com. You can also rate us on iTunes. Love us, hate us, just let us know it.
Mr. Enos, listen, I'm not going to tell you how to own your own carnival.
Wait.
Henry and I are just lowly inventors, but we do know a thing or two about slapstick comedy, and the notes that you were giving Charlie are, quite frankly... Sing some of these, sing a song for us, Henry.
Yes.
Why are you going to try to bring him down? I bet that anal guy, Enos Man, he got a hold of you, didn't he?
Enos is his name.